That's the latest from Calexico. Before that, Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton doing the title track from their Wildflower Blues album. Alpha Rex started us off with The Queen of Hearts. That's the title track from their latest album. This is 91.3 WISO, and you're listening to Kaleidoscope. I'm Juliette Frumhold. Really excited to preview a really amazing festival coming up next weekend. That's July 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's at the VFW campgrounds in Fairborn. And of course, we're talking about the Bootleggers Reunion. We're previewing this awesome fest once again this year. It's 3 days, 30 bands. And we'll tell you more about who you can see and what you can do. But first, a little musical taste. We've got Tony Herdman back in the studio. Welcome back.
How you doing? Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Happy to have you here. Would you start us off with some music to get us in the mood?
Yes, love to. This one's called Downside Up. Upside down and inside out, inside out I'm down. Which way's left, who knows who's right, I don't even know. It's up and down and all around, and down and up again. Again the same, who is to blame? But I don't even know, and I don't even know. Back to front, then to the side, then slide right to the back. It's a constant known that always flows. Oh, but I don't even know. It's hot too cold, then cold too old leaves wanting more. And time does turn, be quick to learn. Oh, but I don't even know. And I don't even know. And I don't even know. And I don't even know.
It's Tony Herdman live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. As we're previewing the Bootleggers Reunion, the 2018 edition, we also have John in the house. John Snyder from Shiner Productions. Welcome to you, my friend.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Happy to be back here again.
My pleasure. And I'm sure you're in pre-show mode right now.
Oh, yeah. Lots going on. We've had a lot of phone calls today specifically about RV spots, handicap parking, things of that nature. So let's
go back a little bit, because for those who might be unfamiliar, we've previewed this festival a couple of times now, but give us a little background on what the Bootleggers Reunion is.
Well, you know, about it's been has it been 6 or 7 years now since we lost Appalachian Uprising? It was a favorite festival of a lot of friends and family of ours, and they really strive to bring an eclectic mix of bluegrass, newgrass, Americana, country music, things of that nature. And when we lost Appalachian Uprising, I really wanted to find, you know, a niche to where we could do something similar to that. And we've come full board now. We're, you know, bringing on the up and coming acts from all over the tri-state regional area, Eastern PA, all the way to Wisconsin, Indianapolis. You know, we go out of our way to try to find the next big thing in Americana, bluegrass, and country, because, you know, we see 20 shows a year that have all the big names at them. And there's a lot of big venues out there that bring the big names. But to us, this is about supporting local music, supporting local venues, things of that nature. So.
And it's cool to be able to, you know, have a musical moment with somebody who is right on that verge of launching into the big time. And I know you've been very fortunate to have some amazing bands in past years, and you have quite the lineup this year.
Oh yeah,
tell us a little bit about some of the big ones.
Well, headliners. You know, this year our biggie was an actual fan request. We weren't going to have a band originally called Mountain Ride. We were, you know, working on numbers and things like that, and one of their fans stepped up and was like, I will pay.
Wow, yeah, that's so that's an commitment
actual
right there.
An actual fan of Mountain Ride out of Pennsylvania is stepping up to be a sponsor to make sure that they were able to come. Another big one that we have this year is a returning band from Indianapolis, Indiana. They're a Flatland Harmony Experiment, and those guys are just absolutely amazing. They're going to be our main headliner on Friday night, and then as many people know from this area, Controversy for Breakfast will be opening for Flatland Harmony Experiment. I've been working with those guys quite a bit over the last couple few months. We got a band from the local area, Country Provisions. I'm real excited for those guys. You know, they're a lot of good friends. We've got 710 Ashbury doing one of their only, they're only doing four or five shows this year whatsoever. We got Ben Clonch's new band, Stringus Con.
Yes, they were in here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so.
A lot of people loving them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Great,
yeah, those are some, you know, last year, yeah. Ben Clonch put together, we just some amazing, they called themselves the Jailbirds last year.
Nice.
And they were just some amazing pickers from the Dayton area, and he has gone above and beyond again this year as well. Obviously we have Tony Herdman, Typical Johnsons, Jordan Wood Band, Crow Spoon Creek, Chad Cremeens and the Whiskey Boys, Steve Hammond. If you don't know Steve Hammond, that's Experimental Honky Tonk is what he calls it.
I love it already.
Right, like. Right. And then last but not least is a good friend of mine, Corinne, out of Northern Columbus, is a band called Two Horse Town. And that's a modern take on Western swing and you know, just something really different. Like I said, we always try to bring something eclectic, something different, something stuff people have never heard before. I hear that a lot at a lot of festivals that I go. Shiner Productions does. We're up to 12 events already this year. So we do a lot of different things. And the one thing that I hear at a lot of these music festivals is we see the same bands over and over and over again. So I try to make sure, and of course we have some returning bands this year, of course, that were some favorites from last year, but we tried to make sure that we brought in names that people had never heard, never seen, you know, things like that. But then we got some of the classics like my buddy Tony here. Yeah.
Well, and one of the things that we've talked in the past about with this festival is so many different takes on bluegrass / Americana / traditional music.
Yep.
That, you know, there are a lot of festivals that just go in kind of the jamgrass direction.
Right.
And there are a lot of festivals that stay very, very traditional, and,
right,
and both of which are great. But what you're doing with this festival is really saying who is out there doing bluegrass, Americana, and XYZ, whatever that XYZ is, and really bringing them in, and it results in a really interesting, eclectic mix of sounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, this year we also have a super group that we put together to do an Old and in the Way tribute set.
Oh,
and
nice.
Old and in the Way with, you know, Scott Vessel, you know, Jerry Garcia, Tony Rice, and sit in at some point in times here and there, you know, and all these big bands. This is nothing new. They were doing this all through the late 60s and early 70s, and it's something that is a style of music that I absolutely love and enjoy, and I'm trying to bring back to the masses here in Ohio. You know, the Bluegrass Classic used to be one of the biggest bluegrass festivals in the country, and it was held at Frontier Ranch for years. You know, Appalachian Uprising brought Sam Bush every year, you know, so we're getting there. You know, we're getting there. We've got some big names already lined up for next year as well. We're going real big next year.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So get in this year so you get in on the groove ready for next
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. Next year, I'm going to have quite a few big names. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. It's fun to see events like this grow, too,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah, it's been a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Bootleggers Reunion and what some of this hard work goes to benefit here in just a moment. But I think we're about ready for another another song from Mr. Tony Herdman.
Do all right.
A quick mic switcheroo.
So John's been talking all this Western and country vibe. So I got to play something that I wrote. I guess I wrote them all. This one's called I Will Not Go. Looking forward to Bootleggers. And thank you, Juliet, so much. And why so? Thank you, Public Radio. It's such an honor. Driving down the road on my way to Tennessee, when I saw a man there walking on that warm summer's eve. I said, hey buddy, how you doing? You need a ride? Are you all right? And he said, hey friend, thanks for asking, I'll take that ride if that's all right. Well, the miles, they started passing as he told me of his life, where he was a-going, oh, to see the kids and wife. He said, it's been a while since I've seen them, I can't wait. I hope they will remember all the good and not the hate. I said, hey, buddy, well, time is forgiving. I'm sure they miss you more than you know. I hope you're right, friend. They're all I have here, if turned away. I will not go. Confused of what he meant, I took it all for hope. Next morning, I then stopped for gas, grabbed the paper on the go. The front page read, a family is dead. That father killed them all, then took his own life in the end. But in his pocket, they found a letter that was written to a friend. All that was said, thanks for the ride, friend. Please do not judge me, 'cause I told you, I will not go.
Tony Herdman, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. You can see Tony and many, many other bands at the Bootleggers Reunion, July 27th through 29th at the VFW Campgrounds in Fairborn, or Franklin. I don't know why I have Fairborn on the mind. Franklin, rather. Flatland Harmony Experiment will be there. You might have heard them on the show about a year or so ago, I would say. Typical Johnsons will be there. You know them as returning guests. Mountain Ride is coming in from eastern Pennsylvania. Crowspoon Creek is making the trip from Wisconsin, and Two Horse Town is going to be there, among many, many others. There are 30 bands total. This is a venture of John Snyder and Shiner Productions. Now, this is a benefit.
Yes. Last year, you know, I invested a lot of money into this production company and poured just about everything that I had to it, including with my family, friends, and we all pulled together to make it happen last year. And what we realized is that we were doing this for the love of it more than anything else. And we were being realistic to say that we're probably never going to make any real money off this. You know what I mean? There's nothing to do in it except for us to have a good time, bring together some really good music, and put on a good good show and a good environment for people to come and hang out. So when we started looking at that, it was like, well, do we want to go nonprofit? Do we want to do this? Do we want to do that? Well, as some people may not know, becoming a nonprofit is a lot harder than you may think that it is.
A lot of paperwork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we started applying for our nonprofit status at the beginning of this year, and that just wasn't enough time. So we decided instead we were just going to take – we're going to take 10% of our proceeds, no matter if that's profit loss, no matter what. We're going to take 10% of that, and we're going to give it directly back to the VFW Post to help benefit the campground there as a whole. So this year it's getting a new roof on it. It's getting new siding put on the pavilion, things of that nature. And I'm going to also volunteer some of my time to help redo the bathrooms and things of that nature as well. So, you know, when we started looking at that, we hooked up with a company called VetTix, and it's through it was actually through Brown Paper Tickets, which is a fair trading ticket company that I like to use a lot because, you know, you when you buy your ticket, you get to choose from, you know, umpteen different organizations that your percentage, your fees, you know, because it's I think it's, you know, X amount of dollars for a presale ticket, and then there's some fees associated with that. Well, the fees don't actually go to anything. You get to choose which donation or which organization that your fees go to. So I really liked that originally. And then they stepped to me with the VetTix thing when they found out that I was doing that. And basically what VetTix does is they buy X amount of tickets for me and then they just give them away to veterans as well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So we decided this year, you know, that we were going to do a lot of that kind of thing. If you're a member of that VFW post in Franklin, I think it's 7596 is the post number. I believe that is. I believe that's correct.
I've written that probably 20 times.
I've written it down 100 times as well. But if you're a member of that post and you bring your postcard and a copy of your photo ID, you get in for free for the entire weekend as well. So, you know, this is a volunteer-driven event. I said it at the end of last year. I can't do this alone, clearly, you know, and I can't afford to pay a ton of people to do a bunch of stuff. So we're a volunteer-driven event. So if you want to be a part of this event, if you want your opinion heard at a music festival – join the team, you know, become a part of the team, you know. So there's a, we're always looking for stuff to people to do. Heck, I still volunteer. I'm going out to Miami Valley Music Fest this coming weekend to volunteer to run the parking. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do to give back to your community. And we started feeling like that this is an opportunity for us to give back to the veterans and also to give back to the VFW Post there in Franklin as a whole for allowing us to have music festivals there for what, going on 10 years now, 15? Years now. And I mean, they do some big stuff of their own too. So, you know, we try to give back any way that we can.
Well, and how cool in addition to the VetTix thing to give back to your kind of musical home and for folks to be able to see, you know, what their attendance and their enjoyment in good music from year to year, what that produces in terms of improvements and upkeeps to the actual campgrounds.
Oh, yeah. It costs money to rake gravel and keep grass cut. And if you want a venue that, you know, it rains at noon and then it's dry by 8 p.m., that takes a lot of maintenance on a facility to be able to provide that type of environment. And the VFW, to me, is just a great RV campground to begin with. So,
yeah, I've done event or been to events there, and it could be a tornado, and you can still, well, maybe not a tornado, but but a warning.
Slight exaggeration.
But you can actually still be watching the music because it's a covered stage and a covered listening area. So that's really hard to find.
That's very rare.
So you can, you know, the music will still go. It's rain or shine. You know, that's hard to find with Ohio weather.
Awesome. Although I don't think we have rain to worry about too much this year.
No, I think it's all gone. They're coming and leaving after
plenty of water this year.
Yeah.
It's the heat that's going to be. That's going to be the thing.
We'll have mist or something.
There you go. We're talking about the Bootleggers Reunion. It's coming up June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the VFW Campgrounds in Franklin. Tickets are available. All the bands have pre-sale tickets. You can also get your tickets at ShinerProductions.com, and we'll put a link up to that at our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. The event page is there for the festival. You can go and connect. Now, you guys, as you said, you have like 12 events this year.
Yes.
You're going to get through Bootleggers Reunion. It's going to be an awesome time. And then what is next for you
for
all?
For us is Hog Jam is what's next. Downtown Urban. Tony, you want to take that one real quick?
Yeah, we're doing the Urban. The downtown feel this year. On Friday night, we're going to do my acoustic series, which I love songwriters. I love all our songwriters around here. They're my friends. We all stick together, and I've stuck to that for 13 years. or starting or coming up on 13 years. So we're going to do that at Hannah's. And then on Saturday, we're at the 804 East Monument Building. It's something that I've been working with the guys who own the facility down there. And also we're trying to get the city involved. It's called Rock the Dock. So it's going to be Hog Jam presented by Rock the Dock down there. And we've got the Hog Jam feel with the urban feel. And we're going to do that on the 24th. We'll be at Hannah's on 121 North Ludlow. And then on Saturday, the 25th, we'll be opening gates at 11 and doing it at the 804 East Monument Building. So on the Rock the Dock, on the back dock where all the stuff's loaded in, will be where the bands play. And then they all play out to the parking lot. And we're going to go till they stop us.
Yeah. Hog Jam meets the dock. I really
enjoy that venue. Yeah. Tony's brought me on for a summer concert series we've been doing down there all summer long. Shiner Productions has been providing lighting and sound for these events, and I'm also Shiner Productions will be providing lighting and sound for Hog Jam as well. And then on August 31st, the following weekend, Friday night, Shiner Productions presents Grammy Award-winning artist Jeremy Garrett of the infamous String Dusters at Star City Brewery. Yep, so tickets are available online at Eventbrite for that as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of big stuff coming up here over the next 6-7 months.
Excellent, excellent. Yep. So you'll be staying plenty busy.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be previewing Hog Jam in a couple of weeks here on Kaleidoscope. Tony and the crew will be making that happen. So mark your calendars now, and then you'll get all of the details for that in a few weeks here on the show. In the meantime, make your plans to attend the Bootleggers Reunion. That's June 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's at the VFW Campgrounds in Franklin, and Mountain Ride is going to be in from Pennsylvania, Flatland Harmony Experiment from Indy. Tony's going to be there. The Typical Johnsons are going to be there. Two Horse Town out of Medina are going to be there. Crow Spoon Creek and many, many others.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be doing a lot of good. I think before we wrap this up, Tony, I want to hear another one, if you would.
Well, thank you, Juliet. So much appreciation once again. Thank you for all you do. You've done us all our festivals, local festivals, so well. And thank you, because a lot of the radio stations won't. And thank you for that so much. So this is one I want to dedicate to a bootlegger. What do you call it? What do you call them when they come to your festival, John?
Oh, they're bootleggers.
I call mine hog jammers.
Yeah, no, they're bootleggers.
All right, so I want to dedicate this to a bootlegger and a hog jammer that's been out there, a good friend of ours, Joanne and Kelly. This is one of her favorites if she's listening. So thank you guys for supporting us. We appreciate it. It's called Gonna Run. It's a long, long way from home again, on a long, long road that never ends. It's a tricky situation, a busted conversation between two that never should have been. And I'm gonna run as fast as I can run, and I'm gonna fly as high as I can fly, and I'm gonna be everything that's me, and I'm gonna see all that I can see. In a world so fast, nothing lasts. In and out for a moment, and then it's past, like a tear to always dry, to live and then die. Oh, everything must one day change, 'cause I'm gonna run as fast as I can run, and I'm gonna fly as high as I can fly, and I'm gonna be everything that's me, and I'm gonna see all that I can see.
nothing makes sense. Nothing at all. You must learn how to rise, to learn how to fall. And nothing is free, no, nothing is fair. Live life for yourself and no one else, 'cause I'm gonna run as fast as I can run, and I'm gonna fly as high as I can fly, and I'm gonna be everything that's me, and I'm gonna see, oh, oh, all that I can see, 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 all that I can see.
Tony Herdman live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can catch him at the Bootleggers Reunion July 27th through 29th. And get your phones out. Get ready, because we've got some tickets available. We've got a pair of tickets. We're going to give you that number here in just a second. But John, you've got a few folks to thank for making this possible.
Yeah, I really do. We got a few sponsors I wanted to reach out and talk to real quick. You actually had a request for Turbo Wings from one of them.
Gosh.
From Mr. Thomas House from Brick House Barbecue. Brick House Barbecue will be there. We got Fire and Ice Concessions is going to be slinging them Krispy Kreme cheeseburgers that everybody loves.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. They're a huge hit.
It's a heart attack waiting to happen. Yeah, yeah. It's good.
We got Personal Expressions by Design out of Fairborn, Ohio. They're going to be providing all the Bootleggers merchandise this year. If you don't know who they are, basically, if you got a slogan, you know, all you and your friends have been sitting around a campfire saying all weekend long that's been cracking you up, go have it put on some koozies. Go have a t-shirt made, you know. They do a lot of that stuff on the site. We got Home City Ice. We got Mastercraft of Dayton Upholstery and Carpet Cleaning. We have, that's Tony's.
That's my company.
I think that's a familiar one.
That's one of our sponsors as well as the VFW Campgrounds as well. Yes. And Post 7596. You know, they don't contribute monetarily, but, you know, they give a lot to us, and they give us a lot. So I always consider them one of our sponsors, you know. And then I also want to give a big shout-out to CJ Cowgill. He is the Mountain Ride sponsor for this year, one of the big fans. And then also to Vicki Stanley, my mom. She's always been a sponsor of our events, and she's pretty much the go-to girl to make sure that everything happens when it needs to happen. So just want to give a big shout-out to Mom. If you don't know who Mom is, you'll see her at the gate. Don't worry.
You got to have a festival mom.
Oh, yeah. No. We're getting her a t-shirt this year.
Well, we are talking about the Bootleggers Reunion. It's coming up next weekend. It's July 27th through 29th at the VFW Campgrounds in Franklin. 3 days, 30 bands. Pre-sale tickets on sale now. Available now at shinerproductions.com, where you can get them from any of the bands, or you can be the fourth caller right now at 937-769-1998. That's 937-769-1998. Fourth caller wins a pair of tickets to the fest. Tony, John, thank you so much for being here. It was such a pleasure.
Seeing you on Friday night.
Yeah. I will be out there doing this in real life person space.
Yes. Love to get you out there. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's
an honor to have you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys. Fourth caller wins a pair of tickets. 937-769-1998.
Contract or a guy, God is in a specified tie. You cannot time its tables, it sets no glass or gables. God is a lusty tire fire. Its bristles scrape and strike the stage. Rock, paper, scissors, rage at mercy on the natural world. My voice is not the liquid wave.